Yeah, and so that's why I punched that kid in the throat.
Good for you.
I'm just hanging with the boys.
Damn, I forgot we have a fucking intro, so we got an intro now.
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive. Guys being
nice.
Yeah, we just talk over it and let it ride out.
Cool, cool. So, we're back. We're in a new spot, though. We're not recording in the garage. We're recording at
Christina's bathroom house.
She was so nice to rent out her basement to us.
The glory hole has been cut out. Christina's bathroom.
Yo, you know this back door didn't lock before? It just had like a bar of wood just holding it closed. That was always sketched out, too. Like, one day I'm going to come home and it's like the door's open.
Door's open.
Yeah.
Who's here?
Your mom.
Anyways.
Yeah,
we're here. So we're here. Donovan, myself, and Anthony, as always. And today we have a new guest. Todd the God.
Yo. What's good?
What up?
What's up, Todd?
Chill. First time on the pod. How you feeling?
Doing great.
I don't know.
Yeah, but we chilling. We just shoot the shit, man. This is all we fucking do. Oh, shit. I totally forgot to tell Todd about the segments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
I like a little surprise.
I mean, that's half the fun of this podcast is just coming in like half cocked, you know?
You're what?
What?
You're doing what? Half what?
You're doing what to my cock?
I mean, my cock pulls out, but I don't.
Oh, word?
Oh, word?
Damn.
Expand on that.
Why don't you have any kids?
Maybe I do. You just don't know.
I would know.
Fuck child support.
What's that?
Hawaiian Pog? Remember that that meme where the dude does the deuce signs and then...
Does he disappear?
Yeah. Is that Todd with his kids? Sprinkling kids all over the states and shit. Is that why you always go to Washington, bro?
Fuck.
Yeah, always visiting Seattle?
Yeah. Is it Ludacris who has a ton of kids?
I don't fucking know.
No, it's not Luda. It's one of the rappers from like the early 2000s who's just fucking
Usher.
Pumping cum and like
Ew.
On chicks. No, it's not Usher.
It's Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon's got a fuck ton of kids.
Not R. Kelly because he's a nut. He just pees
on chicks. Yeah.
Could be RJ.
I want to pee on you.
Stupid. But what's new with you?
Not a whole lot, to be honest.
Dude, it's so fucking hot outside now. Are you still golfing?
I mean, if I do, I got to get there like at before noon. I went this so, yeah. I went this 4th of July weekend to hit some balls, and I got out there before noon, like around 10:30. I could feel it, and like I'm glad I'm leaving soon.
Yeah. I went to go get my car detailed today.
Oh my
dude,
bad.
It hit like what 96?
Yeah,
and then I checked the weather report. It's like it feels like 110. I was like, bro,
there's no way. Like
I'm watching the dude clean my car, like sweating his nuts off. Like, I feel bad for this guy.
There's no way, like, this is natural. Like, our fucking, you know, like, there's no way this was the same heat in, like, the 50s and 60s when motherfuckers were wearing, like,
three-piece
suits.
There's no explanation, though, because global warming's not real.
That's true. Neither is COVID.
So. No, it's just hot boy summer. COVID's true. Over. Hot boy summer's in.
Sorry, we're guys. Truly just pumping and dumping, folks.
Yes, you guys are disgusting. But you, Todd, what you been up to, man?
Not much. Just working and school. Other than that, just
how much longer you got till you graduate?
December of this year.
Hell yeah. Yo, we getting litty?
Yeah, very lit. Too lit, maybe.
Dude, we got to go. We got to go MGM. We got to get a room.
Nah, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to fall on the stairs, chip my tooth.
Again?
Maybe punch a wall. I don't know. Some stupid shit's going to
go. Nah. MGM got those nice walls. They got that, like, plywood covered.
I mean, you would know.
Soundproof.
Donovan has lots of experience with some drywall.
Oh, right here, dude. It's in the box you're sitting on. Wait, what do you need?
He's looking for his pocket pussy. Over.
Roger.
Oh, I don't know why we closed that.
Shit. What the fuck, man?
A snack. Yo, peanut butter pretzels are lit. People sleep on them. People sleep on them. Have you had them before? Why are you turning away?
And to respond to Todd's, I'm looking for my pocket pussy. Someone's asshole is going to be my pocket pussy pretty soon. So,
wow. Won't be me. Maybe Donovan. He's a little lonely.
Nose goes. Beach to it.
Todd, get over here. It's your first time on the pod.
Are we still? No, I'm not doing it. Tommy's tradition.
Oh, shotgunning a Brulies.
Tommy said, "I'm only coming over to record if we shotgun a Trulies before every session."
Every session. Crazy.
Last time I shotgun, I'm so lightweight, bro. I took one. I'm feeling lit the whole recording session. I was like, guys, I can feel my heart beating in my eyes.
It's lit. Ooh, at the night show.
Yeah, but I see you, like, you've been going out and shit, man. You've been going on mad trips. You've been living your best life.
You going to, like, what is that club? Like, club 930 club?
Fuck 930 club.
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't been going clubbing. Just been traveling a lot.
Damn.
You know what it is, man? The price is right, bro. You can't beat it.
So where you been going? Like,
I went to Orlando.
Orlando, am I right?
Yes, sir. You should have seen them girls on the street.
In the sheets, Todd's putting backs on mattresses, folks.
Oh, man, bro. Couldn't walk around with putting some duct tape down the tape down the air condo, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
It'd be like that, bro. I had to get some Gorilla tape.
Put two pairs of compression shorts.
Todd be pulling girls into the hotel room like,
one second, like, baby. No, <it's> like,
you got a condom? Like, nah, we got a shower curtain.
Got a plastic bag. Cost me 10 cents.
You imagine trying to fuck with a Ziploc? I feel like somebody we know has done that.
Yeah, you have.
So
no, it's not me.
You would put your cock in the Ziploc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like half zip it. Zip it as best as you can because there's no way.
I don't know, man. I think it's just a barrier. I think you just like.
And then, what, fill it full of lube?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Why don't you just pull out?
Like, they use the Ziploc as a condom.
So, what if they were fucking raw?
To have an intercourse.
What if they were fucking raw, and then he nutted in the Ziploc?
Isn't that just the pull-out method?
I guess.
With extra steps?
With an extra step, yeah.
Instead of on her, you just Ziploc. Well, yeah, save it for later, you freeze it.
My the own gallon sperm bags. Bag, yeah. Hey, that's not breast milk, by the way.
Mom, that is not the gravy for the steak. It's a different kind of gravy.
It's, yeah. Remember from, fuck, what's that show? The weird-looking kids about jerking off.
What the fuck?
Come on. The hormone monster.
Oh, shit. Big Mouth.
Yeah, remember Big Mouth? The kid fucks his pillow.
Jay?
Yeah, and he uses
the lentil bee. Soup.
He uses lentil and then soup. He eats it after.
I don't get the reference.
No, you haven't seen Big Mouth?
Nah,
bro. That show was wild, dude. You watch that shit.
Y'all the type of dudes to watch midget porn.
Yeah, and? So what?
Nothing, bro.
It's in right now.
I'm so desensitized to normal stuff, so.
I need to see something, like, mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Ah, bro. You ever seen some dude fuck a girl on a jet ski, bro? That's goals.
Whilst jet skiing?
Yeah, weird shit, too.
That's cool. Yeah. I've seen ATV, but the ATV was parked. Like, they were moving whilst, like, they were jet skiing and fucking.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's but,
no,
like,
no, yeah, they know are, that what you were saying?
Yeah, but they're going on the jet ski, like,
that's awesome.
Pretty fast. You're getting it.
That's like some Dan Bilzerian shit, you know?
That's, like, too much, bro. Like, you can only focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
It's like texting and driving, you know?
Just take an SSRI.
But I guess you're
like
safer on
the
road.
Us.
I mean, the water. There's less traffic.
And you can, I guess, nut in the ocean.
Sea monkeys. So gross.
Or if you, well, I guess you're already, never mind. I was going to say, if you're like rubbing against each other and you just, you know, ejaculate prematurely, you just jump in the ocean and it all kind of just cleans up.
Reapply.
It's sunscreen. It's all natural.
You know,
organic.
You know,
GMO free, locally sourced, organic.
Free range.
Free range, come.
Yeah, if you go in the ocean, it's a little saltier than normal, then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My semen is extra strong.
Oh, man. Fuck. That's what Tom conceived all of his kids.
Just in the, like, oh, the jacuzzi method. Tom just, all right.
So gross.
Todd just so busted. Gross. Tom just, Todd, not Tom, goddamn, busted in a jacuzzi, and a bunch of chicks got in, and then they all got pregnant. You know, that's a myth, right?
The old, I mean, like, the water's chlorinated, so there's no way.
No, but no, I've heard that's a myth. The myth that, like, the chlorine and the heat from the koozie, like, kills sperm. Like, you could still get knocked up in a hot tub.
I don't know. Chlorine kills everything.
I don't know, man. That's all I've heard. Unless that's, like, the CDC trying to, like, fear monger us into not fucking in jacuzzis. I don't know who said it, dude. This is not a fucking, like, accurate podcast, you know?
Dude, I'm going to fucking look this shit up right now. Can you get
pregnant? All right, Jamie, look this up.
We got Jamie. We got Bertrand.
That's right, Bertrand. Bertrand, get out of the glory hole and look this up. Can you get pregnant on your period? Nice. I guess that's not the first. Pregnant while in a jacuzzi and in a hot tub. Nice. Sitting in hot water can easily rise the temperature, which can cause health issues for you and the develop. Wait, what?
It said no. The temperature in the hot tub is too high for sperm to survive.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. And look, I don't know. But anyway, so okay, if the sperm still gets killed, like the
so sperm can live for about 15 to 30 minutes in the right conditions outside of the body. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, they just be hanging.
Wow, you know. You have a higher velocity, you know, cum shot that, you know, don't matter. Shooting don't like matter how
Mach
long.
Mach 5 nut. Yeah, bro.
We're going to break the sound barrier, folks.
Disgusting.
Just fucking 5 braid rope at Mach 5.
Oh, what the fuck? If you freeze your nut, it could live forever.
Yeah, you ever wonder?
What? That's what, like, it's,
Walt Disney, that's a myth. Walt Disney did not cryo-freeze himself.
But what if he cryo-freezes his sperm?
What, and then reinserted it into an egg that also came from him and then made like himself? I don't know.
Yeah, what happens? Maybe.
Science is crazy, bro.
If you nutted so hard, it broke the condom. That'd be kind of crazy.
You have to be nutting hard, dude. Bro.
I don't know.
Like a literal bullet.
Yeah. To break plastic.
Oh, latex?
Or latex, whatever.
Unless you're allergic, then it's something else.
Cheap skin.
Ew, what?
A Ziploc bag.
Ziploc, yeah, you go, yeah,
yeah, the Ziploc bag. There you go.
What'll break first? Yo, they should do a MythBusters on that. What'll break first? A condom or a Ziploc? I think Ziploc.
I don't know. Put your dick in it and try it out.
I'll let you guys know next week.
Interesting. I'm going to think about that for a while.
Dude, our podcast should be called Cum Town. What the fuck?
I know.
This is literally
all we're talking about is cum. Well, Cum City. There we go. Cum Town's a rival. I got a hot question for you guys.
All right.
What do you think is the most pretentious / overrated car on the road?
Lamborghini. I said what I said.
Okay.
Mustang.
Oh, nice. I think the Audi A4. Is the most overrated car on the road.
Bro, that's not even on the list, if anything.
No, like, when I say pretentious, I mean, like, dudes who, like, think they're trying to, like, flex nuts, you know, like, they have money.
Oh, so, like, a fake, okay, so not a Lambo, then.
It's the fucking Hellcat. Or, like, Hellcats? Those fucking fools that are, like,
shutting
up. Like, the Dodge Chargers and shit.
Yeah, the Hellcats,
bro. Oh, let me think of one.
I'd still say the A4. I think that's a stupid-ass car.
You know what? Nah, BMW drivers. What's his turn signal?
The Audi TTs.
But then pretentious on the other side that, like, it's cool to flex wealth. any like 90s Land Rover Discoverer, you know, that you probably paid full price for. You didn't haggle a deal. Or, damn, what also gets? Yeah, like some type of Land Rover. Because you don't give a fuck about gas, you know. All that shit doesn't matter.
A Hummer.
Hummer, yeah. That ride's too close, and then, like, the, you know, I got a small cock range, so. But, yeah.
It's like the big gray area. There's a big overlap there.
Right, the pretentious and little cock Venn diagram.
Yeah. People with Hummers just couldn't get in the army, and they couldn't drive a real Humvee, so they got a.
They got the next best thing.
Yeah, I got a Hummer.
Yep. Mm. Peanut butter crackers rock.
Right.
I don't know. I've just been kind of thinking about that and my disdain for the A4. So, you know?
What, the A4?
Yeah.
Man, I'm still trying to think of a car.
I don't know. Like, what's a car you look, you see on the road and you're like, yeah, whatever, dude. And like,
oh,
I see through it.
Fucking Lotus, bro. Because not a lot of people know what a Lotus is.
Oh, it's like, a good pretentious car. It's like the poor man's, not a poor man's, but it's like an overpriced pseudo supercar.
Yeah.
It just looks like a supercar, but it like runs and drives like shit.
Yep.
Kind of like the new Supra, unfortunately.
I'm trying to think. What else?
Donovan in bed. Overrated.
Dude, the mileage on that is so bad. Dude, I can't think of a fucking car. Yeah, I mean, I would say Mustangs. Okay, so like, there's this one guy I see. He's at work.
Okay,
and he drives a Mustang, mm-hmm. but he drives it like he's like the shit. But his car's all fucked up, like DC cars are. Mm-hmm. Like the whole left side of his car is just one big scuff.
That's hot.
And like, I remember he pulled up. Oh my god, he was wearing a Trilby, bro. He was wearing a Trilby hat, like the fedora.
Ugh.
Yeah.
M'lady.
Yeah, like a little m'lady hat. And then he's smoking a cigar.
Oh, dude, that dude sucks.
Smoking a cigar in his, like, Mustang, like, blasting music. Like, one arm up, like he's Dominic Toretto.
Oh, I got another thing about that.
Dude, the family memes are fucking hilarious. That shit hilarious.
Sucks. What? No,
that shit dude. It's so overplayed now.
Dude, I love it. I'm here for it. Dude. Some of them are...
funny when we were doing it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were way ahead of the curve.
Literally ground floor on this.
Way ahead of the curve. We've been doing it since high school.
Yeah.
So
we weren't making the memes, but...
Yeah, we weren't making the memes, but anytime, just it's okay because it's for family.
I'm pretty sure if you pull back the archives on this very podcast, you can hear us do a for family joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm fucking over those memes, man.
Really? I like them. Dude, some of them are fucking hilarious. I don't know if you saw the one I posted, the Spider-Man. Spider-Man 3.
The Spider-Man Sandman ones.
It's okay, Flint. You did it for family. Dude, that one had me dying. I was like, dude, this is going deep
now. It's like... Like, the really... I don't know. Like
personally, it's my favorite meme right now.
I don't want to backtrack and say, like, oh, well, some are okay. I do think it's dumb and overrated, but with that being said, there are a few gems, right? Yeah. Much like science, there is an exception.
Yes.
So.
And midget porn videos.
What's that?
And midget porn videos.
And midget porn videos, yeah.
There's a few gems.
If you have a nice midget porn video, please DM Todd Dinn on Instagram.
No, thank you.
That's at T-O-D. I'm kidding.
Dot D-I-N-H.
My name's not really Todd, it's Tom.
That's right, Tom. Tom Dinn.
Yes, that's right.
If you marry a white woman, that's what you should name your kid. Just Tom. And you have a son. Tom.
Tom.
Thomas.
Or you just name it Todd.
Nah.
Boy or girl, it doesn't matter. Just name it Todd.
Just Todd, yeah.
And then when they have a kid, you have to, like, ingrain it in their heads so that they can name their kid Todd, and it'll be Todd the third.
You'll live forever,
you'll
man.
You'll be Todd Senior, Todd Junior, and Todd the third.
And then the third has to have a fourth. And the fourth has a fifth, mm-hmm. and the fifth has a sixth. Huh. Do you win something if you're, like, so many down the line, you know?
Yeah, you get a soccer team.
Oh, is there anybody that's like John Doe, like, the 25th or something?
I don't know anyone who's, like, the 25th, but Will, my godbrother, is the fourth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's the fourth.
I feel like you go down south and they're just banging each other's cousins, and yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of work your way up to those numbers.
You don't have, it doesn't have to be incest to name your kid the same name.
Oh, speaking of incest, what do you think Nelly meant by, like, I'm fucking lesbian twins? Like, okay, so we understand he's having sex with two chicks. That's understood.
So, yeah, I mean, they're into each other. That's like that stepsister, but they're actually related.
But, like, so does Nelly mean...
Same aesthetic, but it's right. Just gross.
Does he mean two twins who are incestual and like to fuck in three ways?
Or do they have like their own sisters and they just both happen to be twins? Or they both happen to be lesbian?
Right. Are there two lesbian twins? Like, and they just fuck Nelly for some reason?
Wow. Can't very elaborate on that, but all I know is he's getting pussy.
That's all that matters.
Or try and pull that shit up. IG, DM him on IG.
He's trying to...
Nelly, what did you mean?
He's trying to distract you from the main issue.
Woo, fucking lesbian twins. Yeah, that's the best part of that song.
Maybe Nelly. It's just his fantasy, too.
To fuck lesbian twins?
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. Like, I only got so much dick, you know?
That's so much, like, that's very niche.
Yeah. Imagine, like, okay, I like three ways.
Not just two girls.
They have to both be lesbians.
And then they have to be twins on top of that.
Yeah, like, the fucking statistical anomaly of finding that is
probably... I mean, you got money, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
It's true.
What happens?
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Nelly. And they were a midget.
Message. What did you mean?
Are you dead ass?
No, I have his DMs pulled up, but I'm not going to pull trig. Damn, he's got over 2.5K post. That's insane.
How many people do you think ask him that question every day?
Okay, if you're listening, all 25 of you, you have a new mission. Fucking DM Nelly. What did you mean by fucking lesbian twins?
If somebody sends us a screenshot of their DM, we'll post a screenshot of our DM asking the same thing.
Or we'll punch you in the nuts for free. Or actually call in and you'll enter in for the Guys Being Dudes giveaway. Only two winners will be picked. So,
what are we giving away?
We're going to give away half a pack of six. Well,
we talked about this.
Yeah, one half pack of six to one person and the other half to the other. Probably like a scratcher and...
A used scratcher?
That'd be funny, a used scratcher and like something else you can get from a gas station. So...
Yeah, we'll give you a picture of Don.
I was going to say, like, a warm Modelo. It's been sitting in the sun for a couple hours.
A used black and mild.
Yeah.
Not a lightly used one, a heavily used. Yeah. It's like, butt. It's just a wood tip.
Yeah. make sure to like and comment our next post to enter in our giveaway. You must be 21 or older to enter. We will check ID. And also must be a resident in the DMV. We're not mailing any of this shit out, so good luck.
Now imagine the UPS guy is like passing a package. He's like, yo, this shit smells like tobacco.
This shit smells like black and mild. Until he opens it up and it's just a bunch of loose cigarettes and half a beer.
So, since we were talking about traveling earlier, in the next 3 years,
yeah,
where's some place you guys want to go? Like, in the next, like, 5 years? Like, your next big trip?
Your asshole.
This girl's pants.
Nice. There we go. Pussy town.
Show me a picture.
Yeah. Pull it up.
Why are you scared, bro? You're amongst friends here.
Nah, you'll see
it. It's not like anyone can see this.
You'll see it when you see it, guys.
All right.
Next 3 to 5 years where I want to travel somewhere big.
I mean, just not 3 to 5 years, but your next big trip.
Yeah, jaw feel. Wanting to go to Japan only to shop for like two brands.
At Family Mart? Oh.
No.
Dude, 7-Eleven in Japan is lit.
Anthony wants to get a bukkake.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I also want to buy used panties in a vending machine.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know why I got so excited. But I'm just
pervert.
Excited.
You're the pervert,
I'm
bro.
I'm excited you knew about that.
Yeah. Come on, man. I've been on the internet a long time. I know what's happening.
Ignore that. Ignore me.
There's, I don't know if you guys heard of this brand called And Wander. They're like,
and one, yeah, man.
Kids yeah, and one.
Kids have been wearing it since middle school.
I wonder if that's going to come back in like an ironic way, you know?
I saw a homeless guy wearing JNCO jeans today. That was pretty cool. Damn,
the JNCOs.
The super baggy at the
bottom. Yeah. Uh-huh. They're like...
They look mint too, man. They look...
Look crispy.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video of that dude in the Denver Nugget jeans? Mm-mm. He's like in a New York... It's such, I believe it takes place in New York. And they're like, look at the fucking drip, man. And he's got like just like loose jeans.
That I know have what you're talking
about. The Denver Nugget.
I've sent that so many times to the group chat.
Dude, I love it. Because they're like, look at the fucking drip, B.
And your Yankee all brim.
Yo, Yankee all brim?
Dude, I found one. They're like $300-something.
Fuck that. For a fucking, like the all brim Yankee fitted. Fuck that. That'd be a cool sun hat, though.
If you received one, would you ever wear it? Because I've gotten you other hats, and I know. I've yet to see you wear a
That's tough.
One.
That is tough. Would I wear the Yankee? You know, if you've invited me to, like, some function, some activation, I think I'd pull up in the Yankee all brim.
Flex.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes all the way
around. Hey, we're meeting some really high-up corporate people, so...
We're about to sell the podcast and get bear hugs.
Next thing you know, you get promoted to CEO without even working at the company because the president likes you.
I'm a big Yankees fan. Hire this man. Like,
not even. He's just like a cool-ass dude. He's just like
damn,
that's oh, tight. Shit, Yankee all brim.
Yo, with the dude. Denver Nugget jeans? Here we go. We're just going to... Yeah. And he's got the...
Stupid.
Yeah. So they're just at a bodega, and this dude has Denver Nugget jeans with the yellow polo. So, classic.
Classic.
Yeah, probably Japan would be cool. Europe would be tight. Let's just name all the continents.
But where in Europe? Like, specifically.
Specifically. I'd really like to go to Eastern Europe.
Can you not ASMR it out?
I really want to go to Thailand.
What reason?
Man, women, Jesus,
yes. lady boys.
Eastern Europe be cool. France would be sick. Now that I'm like into food and shit. So,
dude, if you want to go for food, Japan, dude, we go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm down. But, in the next 2-3 years, I gotta save up that bread, dude. Even during pandemic, right now,
yeah.
We looked up. I looked up
flight
ticket prices. Yeah,
yeah.
To Japan.
Yeah,
they're like $2,000.
Is that expensive?
Not? Yes.
Okay.
It's like the same price.
Okay. I see. I didn't know what like the normal.
I mean,
price
Todd,
to
how
Japan
much
was.
Is it to cost to fly to Vietnam?
I don't know, a lot.
I mean, like $2,000. It's about that ballpark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's normal.
Vietnam be cool.
Yeah.
Dude, we can all get tatted in Vietnam for dirt cheap.
Huh. Yeah.
And it looks good.
I don't know. Maybe get something a little extra, too. A little souvenir.
Oh. Like a...
Memories?
Like a tat and tug?
Yeah, or, you know.
Tat and tug.
You get a little infection or something.
You get sucked off. Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to Vietnam to get an infection. I can go to the DC streets and get one right now.
Yeah. I'll just lick a handrail downtown.
I know. Sit on a bus seat.
Just fucking bare ass on a... Now you have, like, Hep C.
Dude, people at work, they go to the bathroom, they bare ass the toilet.
They don't build a nest?
What? No.
No, they don't. That's a bare ass.
Dude, they shut the door, and they just sit down. And dude, it's...
Yo.
They're protected from COVID.
All I know is when you gotta go, bro. It don't matter where you are.
Dude, there are some people like that. They're like, there's one dude, I remember one dude was like, fuck, oh shit. He's fumbling with the lock.
Oh, no.
Dude, panic. Yeah, I just drop his pants and just instant release. Dude, it was like, he was like, ugh. Very vocal, dude.
Do you get people who, like, moan in the...
Does that dude still do
it? Yes! It's so weird.
So Anthony has this guy. He doesn't know who it is.
But he moans.
But he moans when he pees and pisses.
And shits.
He's
all bathroom stuff is, like, ends in a moan. And I'm like, this is... Dude, really uncomfortable.
He's only allowed to pee once a day or something, and it can only be at work.
That's probably like better than orgasming then. Pissing once a day.
Maybe he is orgasming while he's doing all that.
I don't know. Dude, you remember that?
You gotta be a different type of different to fucking jerk off at work.
So gross.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you remember that video I sent you, the no shit July day 5?
Yes, yes, that was funny. He's like
sweating bullets. He's
sweating bullets, his veins are pulsating out of his fucking dome. Yeah, that would would you rather hold in your poop or your pee?
My pee.
You got to go, like, days, like...
Yeah. 5 days? That's too much. I don't even think you...
holding my pee.
I don't think anyone's urethra is that strong.
I know, but you got to pick one. You got to hold your pee diaphragm? Or your poop for...
What's the muscle for that?
Your what?
To hold your pee-pee.
I think it's your prostate. No, that's
bladder.
Yeah, bladder.
I thought your bladder's an organ. It's not, like, a muscle. You can't...
Is it all...
Flex your bladder.
I don't know. Yeah,
try it out.
Bro. Maybe it is your prostate.
I know your prostate.
That controls like everything, right?
I have no idea. What muscle helps?
Wait, we have a nurse here.
You're a nurse?
No, she's knocked out. Okay, never mind. We can't ask her. She's knocked out.
She's just ignoring you, bro.
What? She's like, damn.
She's ignoring you.
I know. Primary function of the detrusor. I'm dumb. Can you...
Detrusor?
Yeah. Some fucking nerd in anatomy and physiology is just punching the wall right now, you know? Mm. Or some doctor or nurse is just fucking just...
Dude, weren't you a nursing student for like 3
years?
Yeah,
and that's why I'm a chemist now. Obviously, I don't know how to pronounce muscles or know anything atomically, so...
You imagine, like, doctors just forget everything they learned during med school, and they just, like, have conversations. You know that muscle that, you know, you hold the pee?
Piss muscle, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, they don't use scientific terms. They're like, yeah, dude, your cock doesn't work. You know? They're like, don't you mean my penis? Be like, no, dude, your fucking cock is destroyed.
It looks like your jerking hand is broken, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, your two cock holsters, they're done.
So cool.
You've
dislocated your booger hook.
Trim your fucking coke nails and come back. That'd be funny. The blatantly mean doctor. SNL, if you want to take that skit.
Isn't that ahead. House?
Oh, true.
Damn it. We just wrote House. Fuck. All right, let's think of another show.
Just no raunchier.
All right. It's another medical show, but it's lighthearted. It follows a group of doctors.
Is that Scrubs?
Fuck. How'd you know it was Scrubs?
What?
Yeah, I was going to pitch Scrubs. Fuck. How'd you know it was Scrubs? Without me saying...
All you really said was lighthearted. I remember...
Yeah, Scrubs is very lighthearted.
Okay.
Compared to like...
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Which is still going on.
No.
Yeah.
I thought the show ended.
No, sir.
Oh, my God, dude. How many seasons? They're like 13 seasons in.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Like 19.
Or 9th, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they're double digits. Bow show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's insane.
Nothing will ever top One Piece, though. Dude, the anime One Piece?
One Piece.
Nah. That's been going on since we were born.
Naruto, bro.
That's
Naruto?
But Naruto ended.
Oh, yeah.
One Piece is still going.
It's the same show. Like, there was, like, Naruto and then Naruto Shippuden or whatever.
All right, all right.
And now it's, like, his kid, the Boruto. Simpsons, it's a different show the now.
Simpsons. That shit's
good.
No, but One Piece religiously posts. They release a new episode every week.
Okay.
And they're at 1,000 episodes, I believe, now. So it's one of the longest running shows in history.
What if it's just, like, a money laundering scheme? And they just got to keep pumping out episodes to keep the laundering.
I don't know. I mean, you know? It's like
how funny would that be? Like the longest anime in history is just one big cover for a griff.
I mean, isn't that Call of Duty?
Dude, they're just
touche. Touche. Activision, the ball's in your court now.
Dude, they're just enslaving kids to do the animation.
GTA 5.
Oh, speaking of, I'm still waiting for a 6th. All right, so like in the realm of like animators, like. You know, in anime, like, do you think like hentai animators like their job, or they're just so like desensitized to it? They're like,
I think they're desensitized.
Just like, fuck, another day in the mill.
No, so like something that a lot of people don't know is like animators in Japan are like overworked as fuck. So like the dude that animated Naruto, died at like 40 something.
Damn,
like that's how much stress they like go through.
So yeah, so I imagine if you're a hentai artist, you're just fucking hating life even a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I got to draw these fucking big-ass breasts again. I got to draw some bitch getting fucked by a tentacle.
But I work so many hours, I'll never know what a real one feels like.
True. You imagine you just bust your hump. You're, like, early teens, go to college for art school. Like, dude, I'm about to be in the next fucking, like, Picasso or, you know. And then they're like, hey, we're hiring at Hentai Studio.
That's the thing, too, though. So, like, over there, the culture is like 100% loyalty. So once you start a company, you almost never leave for any reason. You just
fucking do that till you die.
Yeah, basically.
I drive with that. I think I'll do the same with where I'm at.
Also, Japan's got like a kid shortage.
Interesting.
Because not enough people are
banging. Bumping uglies.
Yeah, because everyone's just focused on work. That's all
I can change that.
Yeah. Gaijin.
My gaijin come.
Wabaki.
I'm Gaijin.
You know what DK stands for? I don't know. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. I'm gonna drift.
I think that was like one of my last favorite
Fast and Furious
movies.
To like pull a Cumtown riff, I'm gonna drift my cock into some pussy. So that's something you would hear straight out of Cumtown. So gross. man.
Can you guys hear me chewing?
No, I can't.
Okay. You mean that cock in your mouth?
Damn, this feels good on my back.
Dude, Anthony's been trying to get me to make the grapefruit sound on Lair again.
Dude, funny.
I did it one time, and he never forgets.
You did, yeah. Dude, it's
now fucking, it's immortalized on the fucking internet.
Yeah. I mean, we're never going to blow up, so. Well, I guess never say never. This could be the one.
Yeah, well, saying my potentially real name could hinder my job opportunities. That's why my real name is Tom
Smith. Yeah, Tom.
Tom Smith.
Man, just don't put anywhere that you were on a podcast. Is this you? No.
That ain't me.
Hey, bro, voice recognition is a real thing.
I can't imagine they're going that deep.
Yeah, can you imagine paying for the software?
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine having a TS and they look at your whole entire life?
Hey man, I had a top security. I had a security clearance doing some wild shit online.
Yeah, so you good?
Yeah. So,
never know, bro. You're white.
That's true. I am white. So
they let you get away with a lot of things.
That's true.
You want to download porn on your work laptop? Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
No.
It was I think it was like I don't know. It was like a British skit show or something from the BBC, but like, it's basically like white people are the minorities and, minorities are the norm. So they hire a white guy and everyone's like, come on, man, that's a fucking, you know, like diversity hire. What the fuck? And to help the white guy accumulate, they have like a white guy room and has like taxidermy animals. It's like, I think it's like nautical theme. I mean, he's like, here's your work laptop. You can download as much pornography on it as you like.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Like, what type of horny motherfucker do you got to be? Just, like, sitting at work, you know, it's like 1:30.
Like, one, you're making money. You can buy your own laptop.
Yeah. But then you're like, damn, I just really want to beat off right now. And I don't want to just stream it. I want to download it on my work laptop forever. So I can watch Lana Rhodes just fucking ride that cock and get busted.
Oh my god! I remember that news article. I forget what company it was. It was some employee. I don't know how high or low he was.
Quick, who's your guys' famous? Who's your guys' favorite porn stars?
I don't know. It changes up every day.
Word, respect. You probably have a problem too.
Yeah,
it's every day, bro.
Just got to beat it off, you know, while I'm at work.
Hey, it's good for your heart, man.
Oh, there you go. Todd's that dude who's downloading.
I ain't downloading nothing, bro. I just stream it.
He goes into the bathroom, disconnects his phone Wi-Fi from the company Wi-Fi, and just fucking goes to town.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I'll be on the loudspeaker too. You know,
Todd, like, you're all connected.
grunting. Like, yo, why is it not playing?
Why can't phone. I hear the sound?
Oh my god, you're on the Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm on the Bluetooth in the store. It's like blasting. Oh, yeah.
Can I get a hoy yo?
Dude, that's fucking lame. I don't like that either.
I thought it was funny when we did it when I did it at my job because the guy next to me would always do it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a hoy yo? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Dude, that just reminds me of like the fucking chicks from college. They would do it all the time. It's.
I mean,
but now okay. It's yes.
So let's look period. At what country was it where they said they're more productive with a 4-day work week?
Everywhere else
in the world. No,
there was like
New Zealand or some shit. New Zealand, like Switzerland or something.
So what happens? He had a 4-day work week, and then I don't know. They were just like, yo, you have to bust a nut or like get.
I don't know what I would do with the other 3 days
before work. Yeah. Or like, you know, they make you take a fucking mandatory break to
a mandatory thing. Jerk sesh at work
or whatever, you know, fuck session,
like,
whatever.
Why does it sound like working at Google? But,
and here's the masturbating room. We know everyone has needs, so
yep, just find a sleeping pod.
What happens if it did improve
work productivity?
Yeah, it would just make everyone productivity. If anything, it makes you less productive.
Just makes me tired.
Yeah, and some people just knock out after. Because you lose that energy and that like the aggression, yeah. Like okay, so like there's this one, so this is story I read, right?
Yeah,
this dude was like, guys, you guys don't fucking know this, but back in the day when I used to wrestle, there was this one guy that would watch hardcore porn in the locker room and just watch it to watch it, like not jerk
just
off
to
or
get
anything.
Psyched, right?
And then the dude was like, he's like, I don't know what, but it fucking worked for him. He never lost a single match.
What the hell?
There's rumors and shit.
Because you have all that testosterone in you, too.
There's rumors and shit about, like, boxers doing the same thing. Like, they won't bust or have sex till after their match. Mm-hmm. Just so they're just coursing.
Just, pumped up on testosterone. And
talk about a serious case of blue balls, bro.
Seriously. I mean, wouldn't you be mad and hit harder, too? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, how is
my
your
dick
blue
hurt,
balls?
Coach?
How's your blue balls, Diamond, for the past few years?
Terrible.
Yeah, your nuts even work.
Yeah, bro.
They're just super swollen.
We have a good time here.
Why are we talking about this?
Because it's Cumtown. This is Cumtown.
Yeah, bro.
All right, welcome to the Joe Rogan Podcast. Oh, I'm Joe and my co-host, Rogan.
Let me tell you guys why I gate a rule at hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Hey, man, only real ones. If you listen to that episode, drop a like in the description below. That one's not performing as well as I hoped, but that's fine.
Marinate yourself in it. I think maybe it grosses people out. Like, marinate yourself in what? I'm not watching that.
Well, come. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's come.
Yeah, bro. That's the bukkake we're talking about.
What a weird concept, you know?
What?
Bukkake. Just having a chick in the middle with a bunch of dudes just circle jerking. She doesn't, like, suck anyone off or, like, give hand jobs. She's just in the middle, right?
Yeah, but no, bro. All
right, if you know, please DM Tom.
Tom Smith.
Tom Smith. Okay. Do you guys watch? I know Donovan watched Thrones, but Tom, did you watch Thrones?
No.
Okay.
I don't got time for videos, bro. I'm about that making the money.
All right, LLC, bro.
Fuck bitches get money.
Jordan Belfort. So Joel started Game of Thrones, and he's asking me all these questions, and it got me thinking, like, damn, I'm really fucking mad at this TV show.
Can't wait till he finishes it.
He knows how it all ends. Oh, okay. He knows how it all plays out, so he's just watching it. But I can't believe
basically everything up until the last season.
Yeah,
was good.
I just can't believe we gave years of our lives to that show.
Well, luckily we started late.
No, dude, I started season one. Like,
oh really? When it first dropped? Oh shit!
Not so like when it first dropped, like a couple months. No, I was on that shit in high school, man.
Oh, shit.
I was a Lone Ranger. Like, this show fucking rocks, guys. Not to be like, you know, look at me, hipster douchebag, but.
Look at this dude.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my favorite.
Now, this is epic.
Yeah. Yeah, so Game of Thrones, just been thinking about that show more than I wanted to, so.
I'm just mad I got so emotionally invested and then had it, like, spit back in my face.
I know, man. I want to take you away from this. I love you.
I have $3.17.
What'll that get me? I love you. I want to take you away from all of this.
Do you know what that's from, Todd?
We're scripting for anyone who, like, really cares. It's from Family Guy.
Family Guy.
I don't know. It's probably Peter brings over a prostitute for dinner. And Chris, or... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I know Chris has, like, $3 in change. He's like, what will this get me? And then the prostitute spits on him. And yeah. Damn. I want to talk Thrones. Oh, here we go.
$3.74.
Yeah, the voice actor for Chris is Scott from Austin Powers. Seth Green, who also did, I think he did something with Robot Chicken. He's like a producer or some exec, but yeah, Seth Green. Mm-mm. Yeah. I think he was in Up a Creek Without a Paddle, that movie.
See the blonde hair, long hair dude?
No, I think it's Dak. Dak Shepard.
Nope.
He's a short redhead guy.
Nope. Excuse me.
Okay. Not that it matters. I'm just flexing pop culture nuts at this point. Fuck, I feel like I had another question. I wrote some shit down I wanted to talk about. And of course, like the table, I forgot it. So. Sorry. Yeah, it's been hot as hell. 4th of July just happened. So what's the next federal holiday? Memorial Day? Labor Day?
I don't know. No, Labor Day already passed.
Shit. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Labor Day is the start of fall, which is...
So it was Memorial Day that just passed.
Yes.
Okay, so I got them flipped.
Damn. So
pass your citizenship test, bro.
Dude, I would fail it. But luckily I was born here, so.
Damn, there's no 3-day in August. That sucks. Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. AK's birthday's next week.
Hooray.
Oh, shit. You know what that means.
It's on Monday.
Just re-gift him the Hennessy. I got you guys.
I'm not going to re-gift him the Hennessy.
Why not?
No.
Okay. I got a wedding coming up, and I have a kind of like a fashion crisis.
Yeah, Labor Day's the next one, September 6th.
Yeah. You guys just want me to...
There's nothing in August.
I know, which sucks.
Asherah, but that's not a federal holiday.
No.
Asherah?
It's the pregame to fuckboy fall.
I need a Christian girl autumn.
What the fuck?
You ever seen that meme from like 2 years ago?
No.
Yeah, it was like the answer to Hot Girl Summer, which was like Christian Girl Fall. My God. Yeah. So I'm going to a wedding, and I fatted out of my suit pants, which sucks. So, but I have a pair of khakis that fit. Nice pleated RL khakis. But I only have a blue blazer, and I'm worried I'm going to look like some pledge at this wedding.
Rush week.
Yeah, like that's what you wear to rush week is a blue blazer.
The vice president of the frat.
Yeah, I'm frat as
what
fuck.
The fuck you looking at, pledge?
Although that kind of, this is the wedding I'm going to is Andrew's, who is a fraternity member.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah, he got engaged like, what?
I think recently. Last year.
Yeah, like last year, recently. I remember seeing the post.
Yeah. So I'm going to his wedding in, actually this month, so.
Shit, mazel tov.
Yeah, mazel tov to Andrew. Big shouts. Very excited to go to this wedding. So maybe I guess it'd be funny to show up as a dressed like a pledge in the blue blazer and khakis.
Just remember your Ray-Bans and
boat shoes.
Yeah, boat shoes, yeah. And the messy comb over.
Oh, like, yeah, the fucking frat swoop.
Yeah.
That's too much. I'm not, yeah.
Commit, full set.
I'm not going to fully commit to that. No, that's too much.
Yeah, hella long right now, though.
What?
Your hair is hella long. Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's get segments out of the way.
Yeah,
I gotta get dinner on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm starving.
7:30. Bro. Okay.
Sipping on? I was sipping on a Canada Dry.
I was drinking like a fuck ton of San Pellegrino.
Ty, what you sipping on?
This air. Just kidding. Some coconut water.
Nice. Whoa There Guy is basically like someone that had a negative impact on your week.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a person per se. Like, my woe there, guys, is humidity. It's fucking insane how goddamn hot.
It's only 50% today.
Only. I know. And it's just going to get fucking higher, which is insane to think about.
Oh, some of these customers I deal with at work, bro, they're just so.
Expose them.
Oh, they're just so needy, bro.
Give us one that tops all of them. Bitch. One that, like, really grinds
the most recent was, like, our AC's broken. And they're like, yo, like, damn. So hot. I want a discount. I want some free stuff. I was like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, I didn't give you no discount or free stuff. Like, what am I supposed to do for the broken AC? Close down the whole shop? Like,
right.
You don't want to eat here and then go eat somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was pretty annoyed with that. It's like,
That's annoying.
Broken AC sucks, though, man. Speaking from a workplace that had their AC broken recently.
Dude, you ever tried?
Fucking miserable.
Like, it was the first year grand opening for the block. AC broken, all of them, in that packed area. Yeah. And then I had, like, the grill and everything right in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere I turned.
Just hot.
Terrible. Dude, I would run away to the walk-in fridge and just stand there for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, bro. Like, it already sucks for employees that, like, work there in the entire day now. Customers always stay there for, like, an hour or two.
Yeah, you're some cocksucker customer. Like, yeah, it sucks.
No, it's just those are just people just looking to, like,
score
discounted. Yeah, just get some free shit.
Some flow team.
And the thing is, like, you can't say anything to them. You can't be like, oh, go fuck off.
He's like, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. You know, like, we're more than welcome to, like, repack your things to go if you would like to take it with you.
Yeah.
You know? And then they're like, well, we don't want to. It's like, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry.
Okay, then sit in the hot air, dumbass.
That was like, those are your options. Yeah. You know, either eat here or don't eat here.
Right. Yeah. That's a good welder guy.
My welder guy, bro, I was on the highway, and there's a dude going, like, 45.
Nice.
What the fuck? And I'm stuck behind him because people...
Yeah,
just on the left are flying by, like, all, you know, bumper to bumper flying by this dude. I can't get out.
Right.
I finally get a gap. I jump up, and I look over to the right. He's smiling, watching a video while driving.
That's hilarious.
Dude, what the fuck?
You know what video it was?
No, I don't know. He's watching, like, soccer or something.
He's watching the Euros.
This is like a week or two ago.
Yeah, it was probably the Euros. It was soccer. That's funny.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you know. I was like, bro, what the
fuck? Just pull over.
Seriously, man.
At that point, that's hilarious.
Dude, it was like 45 and a 55. Everyone's going like 65. You know what I mean? Because it's like the late night.
He wanted to make the most of his time. And that's hilarious.
That's how you do it.
You guys got a
Dude of the week is the opposite, so you got a positive impact.
Yeah.
Same rules. Doesn't have to be a person per se.
Could be a concept, a noun, person, place, thing.
I mean, I got paid this week.
Oh, yeah.
Payday.
Payday. I get paid tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that. Big fat. Very horny. I get paid
on Friday.
Nice. You got a dude of the week there, guy?
Dude of the week?
He's so tired. I'm going to go to bed.
Not really. Oh, dude, you know what? I made some bomb-ass banana bread. Banana bread is going to be my dude of the week.
Oh, man. Banana bread fucks. It's so good.
Dude, so good. I'll make another loaf. I'll bring it to your family.
All right.
I think you've been telling me this for, like, the past month or two. So, no banana bread here.
Bro, I literally told you, like, last week when I made it.
I hear you talk about all the time, but I'm still waiting.
No, because the first time I mentioned it, I was like, bro, my mom don't even give me banana bread. So, I went out and made my own last week.
I love banana bread, man. It's just a great way to make use of, like, mushy bananas.
Yeah.
So, I have two dude of the weeks. The first one is Fat Josh. Otherwise known as Fool123 or Fool3456.
The meme lord?
No, he's like a DMV. I don't know if he's like a comedian per se, but he posts like
the dude that made it on Good Morning America?
No, he was did you ever see that video? He's like, I got my kid a beard.
No.
I'm a real father. You never seen that?
No.
Dude, I got it's one of my fucking favorite videos.
Anyways.
So this dude's from, you know, he's from like Landover, Maryland, doing his thing. I follow him on Instagram and he makes me laugh. So shout out Fat Josh. Yeah, I know you don't listen, but if you do, you're a real one. And then my other dude of the week is Simple to Society. Those fucking hats they have, they're cool.
Which ones? Is it on their IG?
I sent it to the group chat on IG. It's got like the San Francisco Giants like blended letters all into one like logo.
Oh shit! But it's Simple to Society.
Yeah, it's like cool. The S, the T, and yeah, I guess the S.
It's dope.
Yeah, I think they're pretty, and I think the green one is fire. Yeah. So, if you guys want, I mean, Simple Society, hook up the flow team, man. Don't have a ton of followers.
Just DM Andy.
But I'm good looking dude.
You wanna model for them?
Or just
they'll take you.
Yeah, if you want like the diversity disabled model thing going, I'm the guy. So this is Fat Josh.
I'm a real father.
Oh him.
Yeah.
Church.
Yo.
Even the kid's smiling. Yo, the kid's fluffy as fuck.
The best part is like, your mother's gonna be mad. Fuck that.
And that's how he starts.
That's so awesome.
That's how he starts every video. He's like, fuck that.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Fool3456 on Instagram, a.k.a. Fat Josh, a.k.a. I'm from Landover, not Maryland. You're my dude of the week. And hell so yeah. It was simple. So
that was dope. You got a boner jam, Todd? You had an inconvenience to you this week? What happened?
Inconvenience.
My dick
don't For example, work. I fucking burned the shit out of my hand because we got so busy on jam. Monday.
Yeah.
Oh,
my hands were shaking. I was trying to pour soup. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
Let's just talk over each other.
Dude, okay. So
I was
on my way over here. I'm at the gym. I'm trying to buy the alcohol, right? And the fucking card reader thing is not fucking working. Like,
Todd just broke. His card doesn't work.
Card declined?
I didn't decline. I would tap it, but then it'd be stuck on the cash back thing. I was like, pressing none. Right, but it just wouldn't go to the next thing and process it.
Cashback $200, okay.
I didn't need no fuck cashback, right? So then I like,
Todd, just go.
I literally
pull out $200, go to Paper Moon,
like everything.
You gotta,
dude. And then after like the seventh try, I finally got it. I was like,
press it firmly,
dude.
Firmly grasp it,
bro.
Nah, that's frustrating as fuck.
Like it wasn't even my card. Like it was just this fucking machine was like fucked up or something.
Yo, ever since I started using like the Apple Pay, the tap thing, dude, I can't go back.
Oh, I bet nice.
Dude, I can't go back.
Yeah, I just used my wallet with
Apple
the
Pay
tap.
Is nice, yo.
I just used my wallet, so I don't even have to unlock my phone.
Man, this dude.
This guy over here, man. Come on, man. Don't chop the little boy's penis off, man.
Well, mine, I burned.
That's a Comptown quote.
I burned my hand.
Yeah, that's
a good one. You're so busy. I had so much adrenaline pumping through me. My hands were shaking.
Shaky, shaky.
So when I tried to pour the soup in like a little to-go container.
Hot soup coming through.
My hands were like shaking, so I just ended up pouring boiling liquid on my hand.
Ouchie. Oh.
So, dude, I had a fat ass. Dude, look at my finger, dog. This shit was a fat ass blister.
Hell, bro.
Dude, yeah, that's.
I had to drain that shit last night.
Degree.
It's nasty, bro.
And we got this like clear Band-Aid basically on it.
Hey, man, as long as you got one in next finger working. You good?
Dude,
yeah, and you have two hands. So.
I was looking at my boss. He's like, did you think about walking out? I was like, honestly, I might have if I burned my right hand, too.
That's my good hand,
I was
chef.
Like, if I'm being totally honest, I would have walked if I burned both hands.
Yeah, chef.
But yeah.
Chef, I need my right hand.
Damn, so that was it for today.
I didn't have a boner.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Damn. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to derail this podcast. My boner jam is I forgot the table on our way over here. Pretty upsetty spaghetti about that. So
everybody's looking here, chilling. Look, this is the vibe right now. Everybody's
Just chilling on the floor, just vibing.
This is like middle school vibes.
My arm was a little sore from this workout holding this professional mic.
I thought you about to say jerking off all every single day.
My man doesn't have a favorite porn star. He jerks off.
Yo, it's just for the content.
It's all satirical, man. That's the great umbrella of a comedy podcast. You can just say it's all satirical, and everything you say is wiped clean. So,
yeah. And I feel like if you associate with, like, the dirtbag left, you get away with a lot.
Yeah.
Which is, like, Come Town, Chapo Trap House, these, like, really good, successful podcasts.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, let's see what we're at, folks. Oh, okay. We just hit
an hour even.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I guess we'll get out of here, let the beat ride, and yeah.
I'm hanging with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You guys can turn up to this in your car.
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive.
All right, Todd, give us a freestyle.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Guys, all these wires are dangerous.
Dudes being guys.
Couple of guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.
Bless up. Another one.
Another one.
And another one.
Guys being dudes.